Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. The Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and today is a Tuesday, November the 1st, 2016. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. We have a live show for you today, and looking forward to kicking this off with you all. But before we do that, everyone, let's first start with the basics of supporting Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Go to the website and you will see the crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's actively ongoing right now. That would be so great if you would continue to, and if you haven't done so as of yet, support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by the network. Very, very important that we do that, because this is one of the few outlets that we have and one of the few last vestiges of media in any form that is sincere. So very, very important that we support this network so that we can continue to have an idea of what's going on in the world from a position that is not an agenda, that is not promoting any agenda, that is actually just bringing you some of the truths so that you can make a decision what's in your best interest and your family's best interest and the overall community's best interest. So go there and look at the crowdfunding digital black media program that's going there. And also while you're on the website, check out BTR Community. It is a social media outlet established by the network for you. And it was put together so your information and your identity will not be sold to the highest bidder or to any bidder at all, where you can post whatever it is that you think is relevant, where you won't be adversely attacked, nor will you receive any adverse action because of your expression of who you are. And also you can promote yourself, your business, your organization, some of the things that you are working there, and it is one that is absent of FedBook's control. And it is only $24 a year, $24 a year. That's roughly, you know, that is so cheap. That is basically, as I said, is basically a dollar a week. So
that's actually $2 a month, Dave.
$2 a month. I'm sorry. Is a dollar every 2 weeks. Sorry about that. Thank you, Scotty, for helping me out. It's $24. You know the breakdown is $24 for 12 months out of a year. So there you go. It's $2 a month. My mistake is $1 every 2 weeks. So just wanted to make that out. What's up, Scotty? How you doing, brother? So just wanted to make sure that you all knew about that. And please engage in that. I will definitely, we will continue to push this because it's so necessary, especially in the times in which we are currently in the moments in history. Because I don't like to use the word time, because I don't, time is something that man created, and I have no confidence in it, and it doesn't exist to me. We are in moments of eternity because that's what we live in, the eternal sphere. And we determine a lot of the influence of that eternity. So I take that away from those that I don't think actually deserve it. So to me, there's no such thing as time. So with that being said, let's support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Also, if you're interested in exchanging your cash into having it into real savings of real money, and where you want to preserve your labor and preserve the energy of your labor, you can do that at Prosperity Mint. That's ProsperityMint.com, where you can acquire some of the precious metals and save your purchasing power and save your energy and get an asset that the rest of the world is going to anchor their economies in the future, so that you will have the collateral resource that is going to be necessary in the furtherance of the economy. The economy, what I always like to say, is that they're going to collapse the common person's economy, but the economy itself will continue to flourish and continue to move on. And you want to be able to engage in that and leverage that to your advantage, so that you can fund and you can actually become your own bank. And you can do that by acquiring the collateral asset that is the most pivotal and most important one of all of the forms of money. So you can do that at Prosperity Mint. Make sure that you email Wolf6Pack1, and the numbers are numerical, Wolf6Pack1@gmail.com, to make sure that someone will contact you, to make sure that you are getting what you actually, and just to engage and to explain the process of acquiring the precious metals. So important. The metals have started to move up, and I believe that they will continue to move up as they get closer to the selection, and then where it goes after the selection, who knows? It could really, really explode after then, as the overall displacement of the dollar, the U.S. dollar, the dollar hegemony continues to expand. So definitely you could do that at Prosperity Mint. So with that being said, everyone, let's get into what's in the news. And there's a couple of articles that we're going to feature today. I'm going to come back to this first article from Bloomberg. Venezuela gives up on counting piles of cash. I'm glad I checked that. Venezuela gives up on counting piles of cash and starts weighing them. This is something that is going to happen here. This is definitely going to happen here. At a delicatessen counter in eastern Caracas, Humberto Gonzalez removes slices of salty white cheese from the scales and replaced them with stacks of Bolivian notes handed over by his customers. The currency is so devalued, and each purchase requires so many bills that instead of counting them, he weighs them. This is what's going to happen here. And I would ask you, how much weight do you have? Not in dollars, but in real money. Because real money has a definite weight. It weighs 31.03 troy ounces or grams, or 33.93 grams per troy ounce. That is the weight for silver, and that is the weight for gold. That's the density of both of those metals. And that is going to be the real weight that is going to matter economically in the future. The pieces of paper, the feathers of paper, will mean absolutely nothing. Let me explain to you this way. the prices of the weight of how much cash you're going to have to give up in pounds is going to be greater for everything that you need. But your overall ability to get paid is going to be paperweight. You're going to continue to be paid paperweight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pieces of paper. When you're going to have to put up multiples of hundreds to weigh pounds in order to get assets, other assets. The medium of exchange for cash will not be something that can be counted. It will have to be weighed. This is what's coming here. We're going to talk about this, read this article, but there's another very important article that we have to feature first. So check that out, and we will be back for that one. Next one. Iceland kicks FBI out of the country. And this is very, very important. You know, this is significant because this has ties to WikiLeaks and everything in Julius Assad. But this really is that Iceland was a strategical military outpost for the United States for a very, very long time. And remember, yesterday we talked about Japan making where they were going, Russia was going to give them back an island in Japan. What part of the criteria and part of the overall agreement of that is that they were to kick off U.S. and not allow U.S. military presence on that island. Why was that deal struck? Because Japan would agree, and they know that Russia could enforce it. Just like Iceland, kicked the FBI out of the country. One of the things that was critical that they said is that in Iceland, we jail bankers. We do not jail activists. Ooh. Major, major, major. Next article. This is the article that we're also going to feature. My man Jambone sent this to me, but because of some very pressing things, I have to move this back. Thanks, Jambone, for this article. And it says, there is alien DNA everywhere, thanks to gene thieves. This is a very, very critical article that we need to look at, and I'm looking forward to checking out that article with you. Great, great article. Next one, posting is of today's show. Today's show, we prepare because America is a citadel of iniquity. That's what today's show is going to be about. And once again, we prepare because America is a citadel of iniquity. So this is what today's show is going to be about. Next article came from Business Insider. China flexes its military might by unveiling a new stealth fighter jet. Check out that article. Next one comes from RT International. NATO is the biggest barrier to improve relations between Russia and the West. Critical, critical one there. Check out that one. Next one comes from Professor's Confession, blogspot.blogspot.com. Student debt past death. Check out that article. Very, very important. I think we posted that one time before. It just was really important that we check that one out. Next one. This one is how your body responds to fear. Check out that article. And I think this is really, really important because we are going to have to be able to control and know the difference between fear and know the difference between a threat. That is very different in nature. As there was a Will Smith movie said, fear is created while danger is real. Very true. It was a quote from that movie. Forget what it was, but that's very true. Fear is what you create. Danger is real. And your response to it doesn't have to be from a fearful spirit. Has to be from a thoughtful, calculated, strategical spirit. I always like to say that you may have, I keep my emotions, and I believe that the great creator has emotions, but no decisions are based off of any of the emotions. Emotions should never be a part of a decision-making process, because then that overall process of that decision will be compromised and weakened and exploited. So check out the article. Next one. This one comes from livehackers.com. Top 10 evil ways to use technology. Next article. And this one comes from dcclothesline.com. Distracted by the election, distracted by selection 2016, no one resisted the Deep State Patriot Act 2. Very, very important article. Check that one out. Next article comes from businessinsider.com. South Korea fires on Chinese boat illegally in its waters. South Korea, China about to go ham. So this is something that is definitely going to start to unfold as we start to see the strategical maneuvering globally, and the military is putting themselves in place and on the traditional dinosaur battlefields and the waterways of the world, and the new battlegrounds of the digital space. All of the players are in place, and they are, have already started to the war to kick off. Economically, there's an economic war, there's a digital war, there's a physical war, and this is all going to continue to perpetuate itself. It is not going back in the bag. It is not going to be resolved, any forms of peaceful nature, until the people of this planet decide that they are going to dismantle it. And that means you decide, regardless of who's around you, that you are not going to partake in that. You are going to resonate in a different way and in a different direction. It is incumbent upon you for all of this to be dismantled. Pick up your hammer. Next article comes from Walking Times. Financial whistleblower explains what's about to happen to the economy. Check out that article. Next one comes from foxlessnews.com, or it comes from, I hate saying these mainstream media, I call them kittennews.com. And the article says, keep me out of jail. Top DOJ official involved in Clinton's probe represented her campaign manager. So check out that article. Next one. This one comes from the Associated Press. And this one is the bulk NATO. Let me pull this up because it's not represented correctly there. Here it is. EU Baltic military drills. Russia and NATO are simultaneously engaging NATO and Russia to hold parallel drills in the Balkans. Very, very important. This, and this is really starting to move in that direction, and we will talk about some of this today. And as we speak, the Russian naval armada is going to reach the Mediterranean and get close to Syria probably late today or early tomorrow. And once that's in place, there is so much that can be once that's in place, that is going to bring about, in my opinion, the opportunity for military conflict between Russia and NATO nations and the U.S. And simultaneously, Russia has now also said that Norway is an enemy of Russia. So the strategical placement of the war paradigm is being set into motion. And also right now, yesterday, Syria had said that there was an absolute no-fly zone for any Turkish planes anywhere in Syria. It's a no-fly zone for Turkish planes. And that is going to, with the backing of the Russian Navy, China, Iran. So this is going to be enforced and sanctioned by Russia. So this was done yesterday. So any Syrian airspace that is compromised by any Turkish plane, which Turkey is a part of NATO, will be shot down. This thing, as we said before, is moving in the direction that we've been talking about and trying to prepare you all for. And I appreciate all of you that you've been steadfast in your preparing and here and taking this with us and taking it to heart and doing some things about it to say, to actually put yourself, your family, and our community in a position of advantage. Next article. And this is the one that we definitely have to feature first and foremost. This comes from dailymail.co.uk. And just before we say that, one thing that I always do, and we played some of this yesterday with the cyber, there was a lot of international media outlets that were featured. I very rarely do I get any of my news, anything that I read, and I spend plenty, you know, many hours a day or a couple of hours a day reading news from around the world. I never start with the United States. I always start outside of the United States because any vestige of any form of sincere reporting is outside of this country. Outside of this country, absent of outside of and also notwithstanding mainstream media, but the only thing that has any real form of relevance is the alternative media that has sprung up in this country. And I'm going to tell you what's one of the things that's really powerful about that is this. Just like the alternative media has sprung up all over, people will start to develop and expand that into their own regional media outsources, their own regional economic trade zones, its own black market. This is going to, let me say one thing about the United States is this, or the people that happen to reside here. They are resilient to establish their own ways once they decide to do it. And when they do it, they actually fully engage. And one of the things that's going to be probably the most powerful economic trade zones and black markets that will be established will become from those that have been put last. And they will become the first to reestablish the new economic market. This is why it was so important for everyone in our community not to give up their neighborhoods, because they are in economic strategic zones that are critical to the trade routes. This is one of the reasons why corporations had engaged in gentrification. And gentrification started when black people moved out of the neighborhoods. It didn't start when other people moved in. That's a misnomer. It started when we moved out of our neighborhoods. And that's because those neighborhoods, if you look at a lot of our neighborhoods, they are in economic zones of commerce. And that is going to be the new Wall Streets, the new Main Streets, the new hubs of commerce, and they're going to be critical. We must maintain our overall strategical advantage economically. So, but with that being said, the one article that I wanted to feature today, and it got, you know, outside of that, this comes from the Daily Mail, because like I said, I only get news primarily from outside of the United States. Company, one dead, several injured in Colonel Pipeline blast. This is a must that we talk about the Colonel Pipeline blast that happened in Alabama today. Critical of critical importance, and we'll come back to it. Next one from the Walking Times: the globalization of media, a failing strike force. Take a look at, check out that one. Next one, this one comes from SkywatchTV.com. Technocrats, one world order, the real reason why the UN wants control over the internet, which the United States surrendered on October the 1st, 1 month ago, October the 1st. Check out that article. Next one. From Reuters, Turkish military deploys tanks, military vehicles to Iraqi border area, sources say. Very, very important. This whole thing is the battle has already begun. So that's what's in the news for today. At any time, if you would like to get in on the conversation, oh man, I hate when this happens, it always kicks me out. And as you know, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call today. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. I will need to just reboot myself and get back into the room so I can see the callers that are there. But don't hesitate. Would love to hear from you. Very, very important show. It's a citadel of iniquity, but there are a couple of things that we definitely have to talk about first and foremost. Then we will get to a citadel of iniquity. But by all means, don't hesitate. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm in your host, Dave from L.A., and thank you all for listening today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So I have a live show for you today, A Citadel of Iniquity. But before we do that, just before we went to the break, said there was a very important article that we needed to first take a look at, because and look at the ramifications of this and what does this mean. I do not believe that this overall explosion or this overall fire that happened in Alabama is what it appears to be. To me, this may have, and you have to play it as it being purposely done, and because it has some real, it will have some real dramatic and meaningful effects against you and everyone else here in the state. So let's take a look at this, and this article comes from dailymail.co.uk. So let's take a look at this, and then we'll I'll tell you why this is so important and why I wanted to feature this, because this is very, very important. Here we go. Pipeline workers killed and several pipe people injured in Alabama gas explosion, which could lead to energy shortages. There it is. Pipeline workers killed and several people injured in Alabama gas explosion, which could lead to energy shortages. The worker was killed after a gas explosion at a pipeline in rural Alabama. Several others were also injured after the pipeline was hit by a track hoe. Wow. Same pipeline burst last month, leaking thousands of gallons of gasoline. There are fears the incident could lead to energy and fuel shortages in in the area, in areas. Okay, let's stop there, just from right there. This was the exact same pipeline that was struck, that was ruptured last month. And you remember what it did to everyone gas-wise last month. But this one is far worse than what last month's incident. Here's the catcher in the whole thing. Same pipeline burst last month, leaking thousands of gallons of gasoline. This is intended, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, just from that says it all to me. And what does this mean? If you do not have gas on the eastern seaboard, because this pipeline provides gas to the whole eastern seaboard. So let's take a look, and this is going to weigh on the overall gas everywhere. So let's check out the article, and then we'll talk about it. And by me and all means, if this was adversely affected you last month, respond appropriately to it appropriately this month, because the dynamics of it all has quite changed. I wouldn't be surprised if last month was a actual test run to see the overall effect that this pipeline rupture could happen for this event. So here it goes. A pipeline worker was killed and several others injured after a gas explosion in rural Alabama, which could lead to energy shortages. The Colonel Pipeline Company confirmed that a man died and that five others were taken to the hospital for treatment after the blast, which was close to where a line burst and leaked thousands of gallons of gasoline last month. The explosion near Helena to the south of Birmingham sent flames and thick smoke soaring over the forest, and Colonel said that it had been shut down. It had to shut down its main pipeline in the area, prompting a fresh fears of a shortage. You can see the pictures that are there. Article continues to say, let me move this down. Article continues to say, it is believed to have been caused by a track hole. A machine used to remove dirt struck the pipeline, igniting gasoline. The statement by the Georgia-based company said Colonel's top priorities are the health and safety of the work crews on site and protection of the public. In September, the pipeline leaked 252,000 to 336,000 gallons of gasoline, and led to dry fuel pumps and price spikes in several southern states for days. In some cases, plagued by a severe drought after weeks without rain, the section of the state where the explosion happened had multiple wildfires in recent weeks, and the crews worked to keep the blaze from spreading across the landscape. Let me move this down. It says the flames continue to burn after initial explosion on Monday, yesterday, at the Colonel Pipeline in Alabama. Fire trucks were seen arriving on the scene hours after the explosion. And it goes on to say, a spokesman for the Alabama Forestry Commission said the crews built a 75-foot-long earth dam to contain the burning fuel, which will be allowed to burn itself out. The two wildfires caused by the explosion burned 31 acres. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said in a statement last night that the blaze had been contained, but it's unclear how long the fire may take to burn out. Move this down. Houses across the blast scene were evacuated, and Sheriff's Office Captain James Hurley said it wasn't clear when people might be able to return to their homes. He said that the large plume of smoke, there's a large fire, and they're not sure exactly how it started or what caused it. The fire trucks were seen arriving on the scene hours after the explosion, and ambulances are parked along the highway. Move this down, and this is the last paragraph. The injured workers were taken to Birmingham hospital by helicopter and the ambulances, but their conditions weren't immediately known. eight or nine subcontractors were working on the pipeline when it exploded about 3 p.m. yesterday. The Colonel Pipeline is based in Georgia, transports more than 100 million gallons of products daily to markets between Houston and New York City, services more than 50 million people. It says on its website, those included petroleum-based such as gasoline, diesel fuel, and jet fuel. That is the article. Now, why is this so relevant? To me, this is something, if you look at the overall, what this caused in September, the shortages in New York City and the eastern seaboard and in some of the southern states, even though it was not prolonged, it was quite severe. Things get very hectic when you don't have access to any form of gasoline. Now, I don't know how long that this could last, but I'm going to tell you, if you look at the possibilities of this, it is great. And I'm going to tell you why the possibilities of this is so great. We have a caller in queue. I'm going to wait until after this caller, and I'll give you why. This has great ramifications, and this could be something much more, because everything that's subtle in today's world, especially when all the conditions are right for something else to really go in to magnify itself and to be a force multiplier, you have to pay attention to. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is more than a force multiplier. So let me go to this caller that's in queue. One second. Here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, how you doing, Dave? This is Jerry, Chattanooga.
Jerry, what's going on, brother?
I'm doing great, man, doing great. As always, always enjoy the show. I called in tonight because this is one of the subjects that I was touching on my show. And as you said, last month it devastated. It was a lot of people at my job that didn't make it to work. You know, you never realize how many people ride around on E, no matter what they make, but they always running. And when stuff like this happens, they realize that it's the last moment, and now there's nothing they can do, whether they need to borrow some money or got some money to put back, just trying to wait to the last minute to fill up or to get half a tank. They never realize how devastating this is. And like you said, this pipeline, the article that I pulled up, it showed where the pipeline, it was actually coming from Texas. It was past Alabama where the pipeline actually starts, and it runs all the way to the East Coast, like you said. And I also believe that this was deliberate, because when the all of these things, me, I'm not finished yet, but I am an engineering major in school. Mm-hmm. And taking thermodynamics, what we find out is that when you're doing any kind of construction, rebuilding, or anything around these type of major corporations, especially dealing with gas, whether it's natural gas or what have you, everything is marked, so there is very little room for mistakes to happen, because there right. are alerts everywhere that you know you don't dig here. If you do dig here, you have to have some type of supervisor, some type of scan to be able to see how far down these pipes are. And the last time this happened, we had two of them. We had one in Alabama and also one in Texas, I believe. And these happened right while the Dakota Pipeline access thing had was kind of in its initial stages. And when that happened, I thought this was a reason that they was doing that, so that they could have a reason to say, well, we really need this as a nation for us to be able to build this pipeline because of things like this. And now that they are arresting and beating up people, sick and dogs, you know, they really mistreating those people, although I don't believe those are the real Indians. Some people may be mad about that, but that's another conversation. But while they doing that, this same thing happens again. You know, it's real hard to believe that out of all of these pipelines and stuff, the one in Alabama is the only one that doesn't have sensors to let them know that the pressure is getting low, that something might be getting ready to happen, when this is standard operation procedure throughout the whole nation. Well, throughout the world, really, because they all run along the same type of operating lines.
Right, throughout the world, right.
So for this to continuously happen, it can't be nothing but a deliberate process. Now, whether it's for money, control, or both, you know, we can only speculate. I believe it's for money and control. You know, they'd be able to control the resources that we have here, and also for the money that's going to be applied from different companies and who's going to be able to have those contracts. So it all ties together, but that was a very important point that I thought you made, because not only does it go directly to the Atlantic Ocean, but everything is distributed from that point on. So everybody will be affected, because the gas that's coming out of the West Coast, they're going to be siphoning gas from there to transport over to the East Coast, which is going to put a strain on people on the Western Coast of the world, or the United States, rather, which will also give them a little more influence or leverage on going ahead and going through with the war for the pipeline over in Saudi Arabia.
You know what, man, Jerry, it was so many great points that you made, and I just want to elaborate on some of them with you, because I definitely do think that we're both seeing the exact same thing. But before we do that, Jerry, how can some of our listeners listen to you on your show? I forgot to put your show information out. So if you would, bro, give everybody where they can find you and what some of the things you talk about on your show.
Brother, that's not important. I'm just a vague image of yourself. Anything that they will hear from my show would be a small mirror of something that you done taught me over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so. But Jerry, I think it's so important, because your voice, as I you know, we talked before, it's needed, and it is very, very important. So you know, it's always good to have a different perspective. It's good if I look left with my 2030 vision, you could be looking right with your 2020 vision, and then that way we have a better, we cover all of the bases. So no, bro, I think it's very, very important that you give that opportunity to everyone, because you'll never know who's going to call into your show and make a critical point, or what you're going to say, or some of your guests may say, that may be just what we need to hear or what people need to hear. So I definitely know that it's important that our listeners definitely know where you are and what your show is about, and so that they can actually listen to you and gain some critical information, because it's not about a few of us, it's really about all of us.
Understood. Well, but the dialogue is very, very much needed and appreciated, if any. And I can be found on, I'm just a small little startup on Blog Talk in the radio show. It's called Real Talk. Real Talk. It's called Real Life. And it's just a capital R and a capital L, Real Life. And we discuss topics similar to what you talk about, Dave. Just I guess from a younger standpoint. And when I say younger, I mean from an 80s baby standpoint. Things that I went through and how I went through the matrimony.
Y'all hear how Jerry
that
cleaned that up, because he ain't want to say I was old. My man. But no, go ahead, Jerry.
But yeah, it's just real life, and it comes on Tuesdays at 9.
Well, I'm gonna tell you,
it's just me.
And I'm gonna tell you, Jerry. You know that you definitely, if you ever wanted to co-host or to do a show here on Tando, or even I'm pretty sure Scotty would be open to, and I think it would be a good thing for you to talk to Scotty about having a segment on Black Talk Radio Network. So don't dismiss that, because it's so needed. We definitely need to be all working together, because we all come from different views, backgrounds, and not only that, it needs to be reestablished as the fundamental direction of our people, where with sovereignty, that's so important. So, but Jerry, back to what you were saying. One thing that I love that you said is that when you guys went through this in September, you didn't realize, which you already knew, that was Jerry, but Jerry knew that a lot of people drive around on E. One of the things that Jerry said that was so critical is Jerry had made the point that it doesn't matter what economic status people are in, they still always run around on E because they're busy running. And let me tell you why that's so important. We've been so busy running, we don't even realize that we're empty, not just in our gas tank, but in the substance of our direction. And so Jerry made a critical point, and that's so true. So true. So
that's a way to fire up your engine too, is running on E. I had to tell my daughters that, unless you, especially if you got a fuel injector engine and it starts, you let it be on E, that means it's pulling up all that years of debris and rust and it's putting it in your fuel line. So I mean, that's crazy, man.
Scotty is absolutely right. From a mechanical standpoint, with the fuel ingestion, we don't have carburetors anymore. I suggest everyone get an old car that has a carburetor. If you can, get one. But that's a critical point. That you're messing it, and then it's going to cost you even more. It's absolutely right. You never run your car on E. You never, ever, 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 ever run your car on E. Especially if you're a prepper. You never allowed to get to below a half a tank. Is it going to be inconveniencing at times? Yes. But especially when events start to unfold, you're going to wish that you had. But, you know, Jerry had made that great point. It's countless people. So now, if everyone is on E and the gas line is interrupted, what is everyone going to need? Gas. There's not enough gas stations. And there's not enough supply of gas, regardless of how many barrels of oil that they push out. The only works is because people go to the gas station in rotation. If everyone goes to the gas station at one time, there is no gas.
Hey, can I add something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Along with that, another thing that I noticed is that people get, I guess I'm going to just make up a word right now, and we're going to call it pump rage.
Wait, Jerry, pump rage. Let me just, Jerry said he wanted to make up a word. Every word is made up, brother. There is no such thing as a word as it not being made up. Every word is made up. So you just communicate it. That's all that matters. We don't need the school and stuff. You're absolutely right. Pump rage. Go ahead, Jerry.
Now what happens is that, you know, you have people that's so agitated because they've been riding around on E, although they have so much money in their pocket or in their bank account. They get to the pump and they may feel that somebody is taking too long. They're filling up too many gas cans because they got a little more information before this other person did. And with, like, here in Tennessee, you don't necessarily have to have an open carry permit to carry your loaded firearm in your vehicle. And see, these people get mad, they get agitated, and a lot of times when they're dealing with people like us, you know, we have a sassiness that we carry around with us anyway. So when somebody gets to talking crazy, we kind of stop what we're doing and we address that person. Now, what this will do with all of these other non-melanated people, that's gonna cause a lot of shooting and killings for that short little time, if it lasts a lot longer than it did this last particular time, because they are already in a mode with, don't Donald Trump running around doing what he's doing, and there's a lot of people following in his footsteps, and this is really just another excuse for them to do even more dangerous things on a bigger scale.
Yeah, and you know what, Jerry, that pump rage is so true. You think about how this is going to adversely affect people. People won't be able to get to work. People won't be able to. It's going to put some real economic pressures on them because the gas is going to go up. It's going to be price gouging at the gas stations when there's a short supply and a large demand. That means that prices shoot way up, and this will adversely affect. I know Brother Davis is there. We're going to go to Brother Davis after Jerry. This is going to affect the truckers. This is going to affect everyone, and the people that are not prepared for this. This is going to be disastrous because you're going to be stuck at a gas station with a 5-gallon can in your hand because your car is not even going to make it to it. So now you're going to have to stand in line. This could have the potential for so much more. I want to talk about this further. But one other thing that Jerry said, gas is probably the quickest way to put the most stress on people economically other than not allowing them to have access to their cash by way of their cards, their debit cards, their credit cards, or the bank itself. Because this splinters into food, because now food prices will explode. The delivery of food will be interrupted, because gas will be interrupted. This is huge, and this is a force multiplier, because remember, we're coming up on a selection period, and things is already crazy, and they're going to only get crazier. And Jerry said something that's very important, is that people want to start borrowing from other people. Well, if you prepare, this is the key. The key to preparing is you prepare when no one else is preparing, one, because you can't compete against everyone else, and the overall prices of things are where you could possibly acquire them, and the availability is there. There is no borrowing in these situations nowadays, because this could turn out to be something very, very big. And for those of you that have been preparing, make yourself not available to those that haven't, because you just don't know how big this is going to be right now. And with the advent of war in the Middle East starting later today, tonight, and then tomorrow, with the no-fly zones, if one incident happens in the Persian Gulf, remember they were blasting on Yemen, and Iran was actually doing gun runs on U.S. vessels in the Persian Gulf.
Yeah, I remember you reported that.
One incident happened in the Persian Gulf, the overall price of gas will explode to $6, $5, $8 a gallon. And then on top of this, it'll be even further, because the delivery of oil will cease. The moment World War III starts, gas will no longer move globally, or it will move very slow, because those ways that the petroleum moves will be waters that are battlegrounds. And there is no oil company that's going to put their oil tanker, their super tanker, or their oil tankers in that path, because their insurance, they're not covered by an act of war in their insurance. They ain't going to do it.
Dave,
this is huge, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, guys, Scotty.
Two points. Come on, Jerry. One just came to my mind, because you just heard of some celebrity kids going out. And I'm not saying this cynically against these kids. I'm talking about Willow Smith and her brother went to the Dakota Pipeline to stand in solidarity with the, you know, tribes there. But I just thought about that. You know, again, we should consider everything until we have all the facts and the information. But it's nothing wrong with speculating. So when you said that this could have been done on purpose, I'm thinking, okay, This then could play into the hands of those trying to put that pipeline on those lands to say, hey, see, this is why we need another pipeline. Now, the reason that I wanted to chime in, I was away from the computer and I was just checking out some of the corporate news, gathering my intelligence on them. And they did a report on this explosion. Guess what they did, though? They put a graphic, which was a map of the entire pipeline. And I'm saying to myself, you dummies, if I want to go blow it up and cause these, but you just told me all the different areas where this pipeline is. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, you know, Scotty, those were the points that Jerry had said, and yeah, you're absolutely right, and we got to really talk about this. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Jerry, can you hold on for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay, listen, everyone. Brother Davis, definitely give us a call. We need to find out about your thoughts and about Wise Wednesday. If you can, give us a call. Listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and then hit *61. I will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to look at this from a position of preparedness when we come back. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from L.A., for this very important show. And we have with us all of you, and we have with us Jerry, and then we have Brother Davis in queue. Brother Davis, we're going to come to you in 1 second to get your views. And, you know, Jerry, how much time do you have, bro?
I mean, I'm open. If I can't catch your show during the day, I mean, during the evening, I always listen to it right before work.
Okay, hold on. Well, hold on, Jerry, because I want us to continue this conversation and just to point out some things for some of our listeners, because it's very, very critical. Because as you said and as Scotty said, that this could be one of the precipices for saying that pipeline is a must. Because they're going to say it's of national security because of what's been happening and what happened, one, over in the Middle East and here, and then now the disruption. If we have pipelines going down, then everybody all over the country is going to be in all disarray. This is a complete setup, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. As Jerry said, there's no way in the world, just professionally, that they should have one mistake. Yeah, but two in a one-month period at a major pipeline where this pipeline is of strategical importance to the nation, no way in the world.
And Dave,
don't lie.
I did
it's
not.
A lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. And like Scotty and Jerry both said, they laid out the plans for the whole pipeline so that anybody can see where this
now,
is
David,
to disrupt it.
David, yeah, I did not hear. I was away watching this news report while Jerry said
what he said.
Yeah. So me and Jerry on the same page.
Yep. No, that's why I said that. That's why you were away. Jerry had said that exact same thing because, you know, This is why this was so critical that we needed to change the show, and we're all definitely on the same page because we see the ramifications of this and what the overall this has a force multiplier on a control of an agenda is very, very clear. See, in today's control of people is by small events that have very meaningful things, because now from this new legislation gets established, new tax increases, new taxes and is levied against the people for gas and all sorts of things. And this is nothing more than another way to control people. So let's go to our Brother Davis real quick. Brother Davis.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, sir. It's always good to hear a voice of a friend. You are among many friends, my brother. How are you?
I'm superb, my brother. But I'm gonna tell you, I've been listening to your show, and as usual, you're dead on. And it seems like now I don't know how other people are going to perceive what I'm about to say, but it seems
just
like
say it.
We coordinate our topics of interest, and we really don't. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because that is just how in harmony that we are with trying to save our people. You don't
right.
have to literally collaborate and be on the same page. I want to speak to the pipeline real quick. Now, if a person lies to you, tricks you, steals from you, and when they can't control you, kill you, why the hell do you believe them? Am I making any sense here? See, what we have to do, tomorrow night's show, this was my keyword, my segue in tomorrow night's show. Tomorrow night's show is the simplicity of collaboration. You see, the only reason why they're able to do what they do is because we see collaboration as a conglomerate of their psychological teachings. Now, what does that mean? That means that we are so involved in our egos and entertainment and what is happening that are so superficial, may I say, the NFL, the NBA, these things have no leverage in our lives, none. But you go out and you support these corporations, and then with somebody like Scotty comes along who's edifying you, he got to literally go into your pocket. Now, I'm going to tell you how simplistic the simplicity of collaboration is. When I have the resources, I buy shirts, and my shirts say that Black Radio matters. Now, why do I do that? Because there may come a time when I don't have the resource, but I still possess the message. We have to understand that because at this time, you may not have the resources, but when you do, don't forget who's giving you the message. That's collaboration. So I'm going to elaborate on that more tomorrow night. I also did something as simple as I got a shirt called Water is Life. You know what that's from? That's a part of the collaboration of the Dakota Indian tribe. They did these shirts in order to arrange and set up income, just like Scotty's doing. This is a fundraiser. So I couldn't be there. So I send my resources so I can get their message and wear it where I go. We must understand that if you think that you're living anywhere near normal, you need to redefine normal, because you're looking for a savior, and there is none. And if you wake up and find that out after those who have collaborated and they pooled their resources and their occupations and their skills and their idealisms in order to strengthen themselves to get through the hard times, don't be one of those so-called knocking on the door of the ark, because according to those so-called Christians, they never opened that door, and all of those people die. So tomorrow night's show, let me reiterate, is the simplicity of collaboration. And by the way, Scotty, this month I'll be in full form, so I'm definitely looking for another small, because I got some people in the group that I'm trying to put the message on. because I started a program called Young Kings and Young Queens. Now, what I do is there's a brother in Dallas that makes these shirts called Young Kings and Young Queens. So as they begin to do things positive in the community, I give them one of these shirts. Now, they don't know I'm watching because my schedule's crazy. So I have to depend on what the media in the community is saying so that when I come to these kids, I'm not coming to them in no form of hoopla. It's just an act of kindness. And say, yo, man, you holding up the standard. This is for you. And most of the people around them is like, wow, that's, man, how can I get one of them? You can. You have to earn it. So literally now I'm building a group in the community without organizing it. Because as I give them that, and I spend a little time with them, I give them a little teaching on the importance of operating in the area of seed time and harvest. And what they understand is if you do a little something for somebody, it'll come back to you. But if you look for it to come back, you may never see it. But when you need it, it will show. The simplicity of collaboration. Look, brother, you're doing a great job. The show is powerful tonight. I'm hoping people get the message, and I'm looking forward to the Wise Wednesday tomorrow night, and we are going to be in for a surprise because the simplicity is so unique that anybody can operate in it. That's why Scotty said, look, I'm still trying to learn the BTR format, but I'm full-fledged a part of it. I'm a member. I don't mind being a part of that because I can see, well, that's not only going to serve me, but serve my family too. See, that's the simplicity of collaboration. Okay, Brother Dave, I appreciate the opportunity, man, and I'll sit back and listen.
Listen, Brother Davis. Thank you so much. Very, very well said and so, so true. You know, it was funny when Brother Davis and I met, we both knew there was a moment that we both had where we were talking, and we were talking about gas in so many different ways. And when Brother Davis started, and when he said that, see, it's not that we are planning this. These are things that we already resonate with. Brother Davis and I were standing outside of the truck, outside of my truck, and the conversation about gas came up. And I knew, and I know Brother Davis knew, knows the importance of it and how it's going to adversely affect our people. Or it can be a source that we could, and we knew that we needed to be given energy to this, and that's exactly what we've been doing. Much love, much respect, Brother Davis, as always. Wise Wednesday's tomorrow. So this is going to be very important. I'll definitely be here and tuning in, and I suggest that you all do. Give my regards to Sister Davis, Brother Davis. If you need anything, let us know.
All right, brother. Love you. Take care.
Love you, too. Much love. Much respect. Okay, so my man Jerry, you know, Brother Davis had hit on a lot of important points because now we're starting to see the advent of what we've been preparing for. Brother Davis and Jerry were a part of a group we had on FedBook, RDP, and this is not anything that's new to us. This is all a part of what we've all been preparing for because we actually go reach out because we understand that the overall leverage that we have in succeeding is with the people. But the people have to decide that there is something that is important for them to engage in. And some of you have, and those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, you definitely have, and just continue to do what you can do because it's so important. You don't dictate, you don't make any decisions. You never allow your emotions to dictate your decisions. All of your decisions should be sound principles, and you'll do well. So, you know, Jerry had made the point of, you know, people borrowing, and that is something that is going to be extremely, especially with this pipeline thing, in my opinion, this is a strategical move at the appropriate time when people are vulnerable. Remember, the hurricane just went through, and the flooding in the Carolinas in some regions are some of the adversity of that is still being felt. Remember, the Middle East is at a tipping point where there will be no oil moving anyhow. So there were a couple of other refineries back in September that were shut off during that exact same time. The one in Torrance, California, not quite sure if that's been brought back online. And there was another one. I can't remember where the other one is. Ladies and gentlemen, this, in my opinion, is a strategical move when you go. This is a war against the people. And one of the things that you do when you go to war against the people is you cut off their supplies. Now, if we're wrong, and you do what's appropriate and what's prudent by going out now, make sure that you get the gas that you'll need before the shortage and the price rises. And if you can safely store some of that fuel, it will be a wise thing to do. You'll always need the fuel. You won't waste a darn thing. This is why it's so important for us to stop believing the mainstream media and the propaganda that they put out that everything is going to be okay. And if you think that everything is going to be okay, whatever voice is in your head that's saying that, shut that voice off. Give no energy to that voice any longer, because everything will never be okay until you make it okay. Until you make it. And this can really have dramatic effects. And just before we go to Jerry, I'm going to just say this. In my opinion, one of the reasons benefits of the low gas prices that you see have been seeing for a while, it gave the corporations the opportunity to make war viable, to steal infrastructure from private companies to make them big side, and to put you in a position of total disadvantage, because they were able to fill up their strategical reserves throughout the world. This is the real one. It was to drive out small companies and corporations, get them in with their debt margins where they needed the price of oil to be at $80, $75 at the least a barrel oil, push it down to $20, $29, $30, $40, $35 a barrel. They're out of business. Then you come in and buy when there's blood on the streets or when the oil is spilling all over the ground. They come in, they buy it. Now they have that strategical infrastructure, they win. You lose, because what happens now is that they can come back and demand a price for oil that you can't pay. And they're going to do just that. They're going to do just that. So if you're wise, one of the things I've learned as a young man, the wise heeds good instruction while a fool learns from experience. And the fools that learn from experience are in line for gas. Now, if you're wise, you may want to be in that gas line for a couple of reasons. But I wouldn't stay in those gas lines. If it starts to get crazy, remove yourself. But one, you may need to gather intelligence. And one thing with me is I'm going to strategically plan my day so that people will know that I'm struggling just like them, where, in fact, I may or may not be, but they will never know. So, Jerry, you know, when we look at this and the effect that it can have on people's daily lives, when you see it in Tennessee, how dependent is the community that and which, from which you've seen, how exposed are people to gas shortages and then the gouging of the prices of gas, in your opinion, Jerry? Think we lost
you,
Jerry.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
I was on mute while Brother David was talking. When I get around y'all brothers, I just be wanting to listen. So, but it's very dependent. It's very, very dependent. And you see people waste gas for no reason, you know, take long trips for $2 trinkets, whatever. You know, it's people that are taking cross trip towns because right. They don't want to go to the dollar store that's down the street from their house. You know, they do things like that around here. And like I said, with that rage that's being set in, it's a dangerous combination. And it was one thing that I was thinking about. Me and you had a conversation about about the art of war and the 48 laws of power. We talked about this maybe 2 years ago, and these have become two of my favorite books. And you done said this on the Tando show too, since you started this, but it's supposed to be cold right now, you know.
Yeah,
we in November. It's supposed to be cold, and one of the main strategies is to hit us with these type of circumstances when it's cold, when we need that natural gas more often. You know, we just had this last year when they cut off the pipes and to Russia. You remember they cut the gas pipes off?
Mm-hmm.
Russia cut the gas pipes off to the...
in the Ukraine. Yep.
When it was right when it started to get cold.
Yep.
So it's the same time frame. It's like the Most High giving us a little bit more time, because it's not cold like it's supposed to be right now. But it's the same time frame. And we seeing the same occurrences go over and over again, just in different places. And Brother Davis was talking about the Dakota pipe access, and I had mentioned that earlier, where you have, I'm not sure if they U.S. troops or U.N. troops, because we have a mixture of both up there doing things to these native people. And the people that's coming in to reinforce the natives, or the supposedly natives, they're attacking them also. So there's nobody that's getting any kind of leeway from this. And then we have this here, and like you mentioned, we have the harp storms. That's what I call them, the harp storms, because all of these storms have a demonic picture when they show you the graph of how they look from the satellites. And I think it's a reason for that. They target in specific areas that normally don't have this type of natural disasters. I mean, it's been a long time, and the reason I know this is because when it happened, I started looking up how often these type of things happen. And like Brother Scott is from South Carolina. I mean, from North Carolina. Brother Scott, how often do y'all have these type of massive floods out in your area? Because I know we had a few small earthquakes here in Tennessee. And up until that point, I didn't know that we laid on the fault line up until we started having these little mini earthquakes. And, you know, I'm 35 years old, and I had never experienced one until like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I've heard. I don't live in a flood prone area of North Carolina. I live in Western North Carolina, and even though there is a major river. Near here, our we're still sitting up, you know, way above at a higher elevation than the river. So it would have to be miles overflowing to flood us out. But that is usually eastern North Carolina that we hear had these flood zones. And I'll notice it from time to time. But to answer your question, I don't have enough information to say how often it is or if it's out of normal.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Because I had done me a little bit of research after I seen that, because I was comparing the two, because I've always had questions of Katrina, and how could they have these levees to break when they was constantly prepping those levees exactly for what happened. You know, when we have these type of things that happen in our neighborhoods, we normally just thank the Most High for our lives and move on without worrying about what's left behind us. And I think that's part of what's going on now. They look
yeah.
at people to just pick up and leave. It's like, well, at least we survived. Don't worry about what we left there. We can build that again. And when you think about that, is that not the same thing that we've been doing since the supposedly emancipation? Is that we just pick up and we leave, and whatever happens, whether they burn down our towns, shoot all our loved ones. We just get up out of there. No type of retaliation. Don't even think about it twice. Just glad that we got what we have and move on.
Yep, known as a state eviction notice. You're absolutely right, Jerry.
I mean, I could be wrong. You know, these are just my thoughts and questions to you two brothers and whoever else is out there listening, because I'm still trying to figure it out. I be racking my brain about these type of questions. And it's hard to find. There's not a lot of people around my area that even like to have these conversations. So, like Brother Davis was talking about, they're more concerned with NFL, NBA, where it's more like college football around my area. But, you know, they would rather have a in-depth, heated conversation over some college teams than what's affecting their lives directly.
And you know what, Jerry, that's so important, because as we always talk about, a question is more important than an answer. And I always love when you say, I have a lot of questions. Every time you say that, I bust out laughing, because that's what we always should have, is a bunch of questions, because there is an agenda, as today's show is about the citadel of iniquity. And when you look at that, that's really what we're dealing with. And as Jerry just articulated in the different events that actually have an agenda against us, we should take notice and start to ask a question as to why, and then have an appropriate response to that question as to how we're going to respond to it. So very, very, very important. Jerry, what do you think that people should be doing? What do you think that people should be doing right now in this opportunity that they have before this gas pipeline stuff really becomes something that they're contending with in their daily lives? It may not, but the potential of it is great, because last month it affected a lot of people, and I think this one is going to affect people even more. Even if it doesn't, it's always better to prepare, because when you prepare, you acquire assets that you can always use and you lose nothing. But when you don't prepare and something goes really awry, you have the opportunity to lose everything.
Well, first thing I would say is that anybody who is able is to go purchase them or to start maintaining the bicycle that they have at home. Whether it's a bike that you go purchase or one that you have in a garage or in a closet, you know, make sure that's maintained the way you can. But you and whoever else would need to be getting around, make sure you have a way to get around. Now, if you have the resources that you could just go buy some gas cans, you would need to get some gas, of course, and some fuel stabilizer, because you don't know how long this gonna last. And if you have your bike, you might have that gas in there and it's just sitting, but you want to have some fuel stabilizer in there to make sure that the gas don't go bad.
Yep.
Secondly, some type of ammunition. Some type of ammunition, because as fruitful as that bike may sound that I just mentioned, when people can't get around, they're gonna want to take your transportation. So you need to be able to protect yourself over something as simple as a bike. You know, that bike could be your way to, if you live close to a river like I do, that bike might be the way that you're going to go get you some water that you plan on purifying to feed your family. You know, so it's a lot of things. Of course, silver and gold, but just for this particular situation, you will want to go get whatever the staples are that your family needs that they eat, whether it be fresh fruits and vegetables, but just know that they don't last that long if you're going to be setting up in the house for a while.
Dehydrate them.
So, yes, of course, that. Dehydrate them, whether you're doing it from a machine, you're doing it through the oven. For anybody who haven't listened to you and went and got that pool shock, the calcium base, go get some of that, especially for what I was just talking about, carrying the water from the river that you may have to drink, because along with the gas going down, these these utility bills are going to go up sky high. And if you can't make it to work, you can't pay your bills. So you're going to have some type of way to have some water within the house. You know, it'd be a lot of things going through my mind, Dave. I did what Brother Davis said. I went and got me a slingshot. So I've been teaching me, my son, and my daughters how to shoot a slingshot. You know, all of my children that's old, that's big enough and strong enough to hold a firearm, we've been going to the shooting range just in case. So they'll know how to operate a firearm. They already know it's not a toy, but now if the time comes that they need to use it and I'm not there, then they have that ability. So, I mean, this list could go on and on, Dave. I'm gonna send this back over to you and Brother Scott, and I'm gonna just listen to the rest of the show, man. I appreciate
you. Okay, man, great points, and so many. And Jerry laid out some. Thanks for calling, Jerry. Well said. So, yeah, Jerry laid out some very, very important things that you could do. A bike is very, very important. You know, one of the things that I suggest that you're doing is have means of food. I would always say cut out the things that you don't need and acquire real assets. You always start with food and water. But also, if you're going to use gas, as Jerry said, get a fuel stabilizer. If you're going to store it, make sure you store it properly and safely and actually get in the proper containers that it can be stored in. And if you're going to use it immediately, then that's one thing. But if you're going to store it for a while, you definitely need a gas stabilizer for that. But a bicycle, any form of means of modes of transportation is great. One of the things that the kids used to have, if you have young children, get them some Heelys, if those things are still around. They're probably really, really cheap if you can find them. And, you know, the different things that can get you around, depending on what your terrain is, you still need to know. But as Jerry laid out some really good things, I would definitely say one of the things that you need to do is go and get gas for your vehicle right now. Right now, especially if you're on the eastern seaboard. And especially if you have already been adversely affected by the September gas shortages. Have some cash on hand. Okay? Have some cash on hand. I'm not a proponent of cash because I'd rather have the other assets, because you never know the value of cash over a short term. If this was something that was short term, yes, you know that cash would be relevant. But cash will always return to its intrinsical value of zero, as the Venezuelans can tell you right now, when it comes to the assets are more important. Make sure that you have food for your family now. Okay? Make sure you have food for your family. Make sure that you definitely have any of the medical needs that you would need, because the gas lines in this situation could be very, very long. And without a doubt, make sure that you have a way to get home from work. Make sure you have a safe way to get home from work. The daylight hours are quickly diminishing. Make sure you have a way to get home that you know, and that you have the gas. You can't just buy gas to buy to get to work. You gotta have the means to get home. And if you don't, if you live far enough away from your work, from your residence, make sure you have a viable way to get home. Make sure you have the right footing, shoes for yourself. Make sure you have food, water, and you know the way home. And so many of us are so technology dependent, we can't even get around the corner without Googling it where to go.
Dave, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
For our people who may be employed and live in urban centers and have access to public transportation, although they may have not ever used it before because they've always driven to work, do you think it's a good idea that perhaps they utilize that public transportation during this time period?
Yeah, if it's going to be a short But if it becomes prolonged, no. In the short term, yes. I'm going to tell you why. And it's a great point, Scotty. If you have gas at home and you know it's going to be for the first, and you haven't, because you're in tune to what's going on, and you realize that, okay, this may be something that's going to be temporary, then you would don't want to use your gas. If you can use public transportation to get home, yes. But now, this is the key with using public transportation. You have to have a backpack with things and assets that you can use in case you have to walk home from work. So, yes, use public transportation. Now, if this is something that is much bigger, no, don't use public transportation, because what you're going to do, all public transportation puts you in the most heavily, densely populated areas of trouble that you would have to navigate your way home, because those buses is going to stop. Those buses, and you'll be stuck. Okay, so just be mindful of that, but that's a great, great point. That Scotty made in the interim. If it's not prolonged, yes, use public transportation. Don't use your gas if it's feasible. But if you're going to use public transportation, make sure you have the appropriate attire to get home. And what's the appropriate attire? Please know north, south, east, and west. Know your landmarks. Know your way home. Know your way home in the dark. Know the communities that you shouldn't be walking through. Let me tell you why that's so important. But listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got Brother Davis. We're going to go back to Brother Davis because he chimed back in. And we're going to talk about the appropriate way to path yourself to get home if the gas is where you can't get gas and you're stuck at work. Very, very important. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from L.A., and we're talking about this advent of the gas interruption that could possibly really spring some other things. And let me tell you, this thing can spring into next week with the selection, and however that selection, get no gas and the selection and things don't go right, people could be really, really, really upset. Now, and we got Brother Davis. I'm going to go to him in 1 second. He and Sister Davis probably want to chime in. Definitely want to hear from them. We were talking about getting home. Now, one of the things for me, from my overall training and experience, whenever I'm walking trying to get home, or even if I'm driving and I know that there's been some bad places, I always take the most difficult path home. I always take the most difficult path to any point, because that difficult path is a path that's least traveled. Be careful if you are stuck ever at work. You have to be mindful why you're stuck at work, what the conditions are. There could be a very affluent, nice neighborhood that you should never walk through, because in the stable times, it was nice, affluent, and it was a good neighborhood, no, you know, low crime and everything else. But in the in today's world, that's one of the last places you want to walk through, because the opportunists there are great, and those people have the means to protect themselves and will look at you as a threat. Depending on how big this thing is, they're going to protect themselves in their neighborhood with extreme measures. So that's the last neighborhoods that you need to be walking through. It would sometimes would even be even better to work through the worst neighborhoods. This is something that is not really talked about in preparing. You have to course out your way home, and you have to have the back your backpack. Don't have a military backpack. Don't have a camouflage backpack. Have a little school backpack. Look inconspicuous as you possibly can. Have in there your food, your water, a compass. Know your way home, and know that if you had to go in a different way, and if you're not in shape to do it, you need to devise a way home that can fit the shape that you're in. You may have to take more breaks. Know where all the stores are in that area just in case you need to acquire some things on your way home. Know where the troubles are. Very, 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 very important.
Look at Louisiana during Katrina, when those people were leaving the flood zones and they went in, I think it was Algiers Point, the so-called middle class, you know, white folks and what have you. And what did they do? They, every time a black person tried to come through there escaping the flood, they were shooting at them and killing them.
Yep. Gunning them down. Gunning them down. And that is going to happen, especially in this election cycle. I do not think that this is a crisis that you never, they never allow a good crisis to go to waste. And you have the selection that's coming up. Man, people, we really need to be on point with this and be mindful of your surroundings and prepare for this in the appropriate way. This is so critical. Let's go to Brother Davis. That's in queue. Brother Davis, sound off, my brother. Or Sister
Hey, brother,
Davis.
You know, I think your topic is excellent, man. But, you know, we're going to have to really rationalize whether work is worth it.
Right.
I said that. Because you will have to take a chance on getting there and take a chance on getting back. You're going to have to rationally think, can you do this in the light of day, or will you end up in the darkness of night? And all these things become really part of the rational reasoning process that you're going to have to give thought to. And make no mistake, if that is the case, then don't wait to the last minute. Go out here now to one of these cheap stores, buy yourself some of those pocket knives that lock the blade in that have a serrated blade. Why? You want to keep it under 3 inches, because that's all it takes, and you want to be able to know how to pull that blade out quickly. Because in most cases, if you have a gun and you're not
proficient at it,
but not only proficient at it, but if you're not carrying it legally, you're setting yourself up.
Yeah.
But a 3-inch blade, anything more than a 3-inch blade is against the law. But some of these perforated edge blades that are like 2 inches, 2.5 inches, are properly used can do a lot of damage. And a lot of times you don't want to do damage, you just want to make sure that you take the threat away. And you have to think tactically, because you're no longer in a situation where civilization is civilized.
Right.
You must keep that in mind, because in reality, you might be the gallant person in someone else's circumstance. See, gallantry is not a demand, but sometimes, because of your nature, it can be a reaction. And you're going to have to consider all of these things, because guess what? They all play a part of moving and living in a day-to-day environment. And make no mistake, there are going to be marauders of gangs out here that all they want is what you got. They don't even care what it is. You see that now. Because people get beat up for a wallet that contains $3.40, or even die. So literally, you have to understand the type of dynamic that you are stepping into, and maybe, just maybe, maybe it would be more useful for you to do work in your community to help form your group up than to go to a job that may not be paying you a reasonable wage under the present circumstances. So you're going to have to consider these things. I just wanted to throw that out there, brother.
You know what? Great, great point, Brother Davis. Also, we got to always consider our young people in this whole thing, because, you know, you don't want your children to be away from you in these times, because you never know what this can actually lead to. And then not only that, them being able to get home may be compromised as well. So have a plan for everything, because this brings so much opportunity for the overall displacement. This is the reason why we made this. I totally changed the show around today, because this is a very real, immediate threat. And this can actually bring about, it doesn't take much. This could bring about so many other things that can actually come into play. And this is why we must prepare for it. So having means, as Brother David said, you may have to think about, is this worth going to work over? If it gives you the perfect opportunity not to do that, and you know your circumstances over everything else, then that's what you should be doing. You have to think for yourself, and this is going to be a powerful time for you to start to see how powerful you are when you start to think for yourself and start up instead of taking orders. So if you do, everyone, if you're going to be traveling, make sure you know how to get home, and make sure you know how to go to other safe places where you would stop if you can't make it all the way home. And you have the means to do that. There are so many different things that we need to know, because and to take into consideration. One, you need to know your area. You need to know who you are, your limitations. You need to know your limitations first and foremost. When you know your limitations, now you can start to set up strategy around that limitation. Okay? So make sure that you have ways to get home. If you have, put a bicycle in the car. Put the little scooter in the car. Put whatever it is that you can do very well in the car. Make sure you have at least a couple of days of rations and a sleeping bag in your car. And ways to protect yourself in the car.
Hey, Dave, you know what I'm thinking about?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I'm thinking about around here, we see a lot of people. I live in a rural area, so it's no public transportation. We don't even have a cab service, okay? So so I'm thinking about how some of these people look funny to me, especially if they kind of chunky and whatnot, and they're on these mopeds, you know, these mopeds. But right now, they are in a better position than a lot of people to be able to get around. So, because they are getting real popular around here, man, for people to get around without a car.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so true. And let me tell you, be resourceful. And I'm glad Scotty brought that up. That's being resourceful, folks. That is so... It's so smart. It just, you have to know. Make sure you know where all your bike stores are. Make sure you know where your golf courses are. Why would you want to know if your golf courses are? Well, in an extreme emergency, you may have to acquire one and just bring it back later. This is so many things. So, you know, we got another caller in queue. Let's take this caller before we get out of here. Rise, brother, shoot. We only got 5 minutes left, and this is right when I expected you to come in. Go, brother.
Greetings. Great program. Peace to you, Brother Dave, Scotty, Brother Jerry. I just wanted to say this is brilliant. When you were talking about walking through the right neighborhood, it made me think of the Danziger Bridge incident. in Louisiana during Katrina, where they were again gunning down innocent people just trying to escape floodwaters, because they went to the wrong, you know, pink plus people residential area, and they didn't want black people coming through their area. So it is something very.
Hey Ross, just one correction. Danziger Bridge was slave catchers gunning down people.
Yes.
Algiers Point was civilians gunning down black people.
You are absolutely correct. Yep. And thank you for bringing that important bit of information too. And I was going to say another thing when you're talking about just kind of being prepared. If you go on Amazon, you can get Mylar emergency sleeping bags. They also have emergency
very light
made out of Mylar that you can buy, and it's something you can put up in no time flat, and it conserves about 90% of your body heat, so it can keep you warm. Another thing, I posted on BTR community about tactical pens, credit card knives, which are about 2 inches long, but they're sharp as a razor, that you can use for protection and for a myriad of other things. Another good thing to get is a paracord survival kit. They have them that they look like wristwatches. They come with a compass, fishing gear. I think it's like 25 or 30 feet of paracord, which you can use to help build makeshift shelters or a bunch of other uses for paracord. So just some of those emergency items I think is good, because I actually work with quite a few things in my backpack just in case something happens, because I live about 80 miles away from the city, almost 100 miles away from the city in central Jersey. So, you know, like you said, it's something I think about quite often. I also walk around with two tactical flashlights, so if there is a situation where there is no lights, no electricity, at least I have that, and I make sure I have extra batteries in my backpack as well. I try to bring some things that I can eat, so if I do get stuck in a situation where I don't have access to food, at least I will have that. And then, like you were saying too, just kind of know your surroundings. If you know people that are between the area that you work and the area that you live, that you might be able to stop by in reference to, you know, having a safe place to stay in case you can't make it home. That's something to always think about as well. Slingshots, there's some great ones. Actually, we grew up using those in Trinidad quite often, so I have about three of them, and I keep those around with more than enough of the metal pellets. You can also use rocks, of course, if anything else, push comes to shove. Also, I would say, outside of that, I would say, credit card knife, I think, is really good, because it's the size of a credit card. You can fold it up, and you can take it with you anywhere, and it's something you can use in an emergency situation. Like Brother David said, you know, just to back somebody off of you, or with a tactical pen, you could just take them down in minutes, and then, like I said, escape from the area as quickly as possible. So I just wanted to chime in with that and just say another brilliant, brilliant program. Thanks again.
Man, Raj, great show. Yeah, the Mylar sleeping bags are very, very light. Every person should have Mylar sleeping bags. It's a must. Very, very light and efficient. So, everyone, just in closing, thanks, Raj. Great, 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 great points. Listen.
How do you spell that, Dave?
Strategically planned.
Dave, what's that? Dave and Ross, how do you spell that? What's the difference between a Mylar?
It's M-Y-L-A-R. M-Y-L-A-R, Mylar.
Yes.
And then just Google it. You can get them from Walmart. Every Walmart has them. Yeah. But if you need to get it right now, you can go to a local Walmart store and get them. They have them there. You'll see them, Mylar sleeping bags. They have an orange outer, and they're silver on the inside. Or you can, just get the Mylar blanket as well. If you can't find a sleeping bag, that's okay. Get a Mylar blanket as well. That will conserve your overall body heat. M-Y-L-A-R, blanket and sleeping bag. So listen, everyone, prepare. Get your gas, get your food. First and foremost, get your food and your essentials first. Then get your gas. And then watch what's going on. Plan your way from work, but if something happens where you can't get back home, have ways, as Rod said, friends along the way. But if you travel far out, make sure that you have a way. Now, if you're physically fit and you are have some tactical planning, if you have some tactical training, I would say do not travel in the daytime. Only travel at night. You know why. You know why. This is the best avenue for you to do. For those of you that don't know that, you want to travel Never travel in the heat of the day. If it's extremely hot, we're having some hot weather to different parts of the southern states in the south. Do not travel in the heat of the day, okay? That only is going to aggravate your situation. You want to travel in the cool of the day or in the night. That's when you make your moves. It's just the opposite of what you would think, okay? Okay, everyone, much love, much respect. We got to get out of here. Make sure that you prepare for this. Hopefully, in your preparing, you will acquire some things that you will always be able to use, and if you ever need to use them now, you will be thankful and glad that you did. The wise heeds good instruction, while a fool learns from experience. Let's stop being foolish in the things that's going on. This is a very immediate and credible threat with this gas being disrupted. Much love, much respect. There's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. We'll talk to you soon, God willing. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.